Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Welcome to this Open Heaven On tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to say welcome tonight. We want to say thank you for coming. Thank you for taking time out to come and be with us yet again here in the presence of the Lord. We are just so grateful for what the Lord is doing. Always so very grateful, and we thank Him. We praise Him. We bless His name on tonight. We bless Him because He's worthy. People of God, He's so worthy. If we had 10,000 tongues, it really would not be enough to give Him praise, to give Him thanks for all that He's done, for the things that He's doing, the great things. Glory be to God. Truly, the Lord is good to us, people of God, and we owe Him a praise. If we praise Him from now till eternity, it would not be enough. My God, when you think of the awesomeness of God, when you think, glory to God, listen, when you think of the complexity of God, who has created the whole world, when you think about the 7 billion people in the world, He knows even the very hairs of our head. He knows our very DNA. I'm talking about the complexity of God. How can we not but give God a praise? How could we not but bless Him and glorify Him and adore Him? And my, glory to God, just like even the scripture declares, the angels are around the throne crying, holy, 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 glory to God. He's holy. He's awesome in all of His ways, my Lord. And I just give God thanks, and I just give God praise on tonight. Listen, right there, you could just lock in right there, just thinking about the goodness of the Lord, just thinking about my, just thinking about in all of this, yet He has us on His mind. And for this, we give God thanks, and for this, we give God praise. And people of God, that's why we're here. That's why we come, because God is good, and we're yet trying to get the word out to everybody, to somebody that Jesus saved, to let the world know, glory to God, that you are not alone, to let them know that the Lord loves you despite of what you're going through, despite, glory to God, what you may be facing right now. God is yet good, and He does have an expected end for each and every one of you. Trouble won't last always. No. Glory to God, they won't last always. And we just give God thanks, and we give God praise tonight. Amen. We bless him. We bless him in the good. We bless him in the bad. The scripture says, in all things, glory to God, in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning you. So we bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming in. We want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are here. Let them know, come on in and join us. Let them know, people of God, that we are live on tonight and that we would love to have them join us on this night. Just let them know. Tag them, text them, call them, glory to God. If you got to jump off your phone, jump off, call somebody. Let them know that there is a word from the Lord, and we're excited. People of God, we're just trying to get this word out. We're trying to get it out, trying to get it out. Glory to God. This is our motive. This is our mission. This is our passion, to get the word out so that someone will hear and that they will have a life change experience. Glory to God, that they would be, that they will be sanctified and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, glory to God. This is our mission. This is our passion. Glory to God. This is why we are here. Amen, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord tonight. We glorify him because God is yet saving. He's yet delivering, and he's yet setting free. He's yet setting his people free. For truly, as we know, people of God, we were born in a sinful nature. The scripture declares we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But this is why Christ came. This is why he gave his life, to redeem us back to himself, that perfect state. Hey, glory to God, that perfect position with him. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord. Glory to God. That's our mission. Again, that's our purpose. This is why we are here, people of God, to let somebody know that Jesus still saves. Hey, my. So we thank the Lord tonight. Again, we just want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you. Glory to God. No matter what you've been going through today, listen, exhale, come in, sit down, take a seat. Glory to God. Listen, free your mind, free your heart, free your spirit to hear what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Free your mind, free your heart, free your spirit on tonight. Come, glory to God. Come and let us magnify the Lord, for he's worthy, so worthy to be praised. We just want to welcome all of our listeners, all of our international listeners. We thank God for you on tonight, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for New Zealand. We thank the Lord for China on tonight. We thank him. Glory be to God for Belgium. We thank God on tonight. My. We thank him for Canada. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank him for this United States. Amen, of America. We thank him for Puerto Rico. We thank him on tonight for Bahamas. We thank him, glory to God, for Trinidad. We thank him, glory to God, for Jamaica. Mm-hmm. We thank him, glory to God, hallelujah, for Madagascar. Yes, we thank him for Africa, West Africa, Sierra Leone. We thank the Lord tonight. People are listening all over the world, and we thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God that the Lord has called them to this place at this time. Amen. Even if you're not able to catch us at this time, glory to God, whatever time you're listening, whatever time you're tapping in and tuning in, we thank the Lord for you. We listen, people of God, by faith, we believe that you're right here with us. You are right. Time that this broadcast is going for, you are right here. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight, for truly it's the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, and we glorify the Lord. We glorify him. Hallelujah. For truly he does all things well. All things, all things. He does all things well. Glory to God. But it is just our desire. It is our utmost desire, people of God, that we get in the center. We need to be in the very center of his will. Glory to God, in his divine will. And this is why we come to hear the word, because the word of God shapes us, tunes us, prunes us. My Lord, glory to God, all of that transplants us. Glory to God, puts us in, listen, sometimes we're in the wrong place. Glory to God, but the Lord, the word of God comes to put us in the right place and in the right position. So we thank the Lord tonight because He's concerned about the whole man, all of you. Everything that's concerning you, the Lord is concerned about it. Amen? So go ahead again. Call a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. While you're doing that, don't forget to get your pencil and paper. Glory to God, because jewels will be flowing. What you need, hallelujah. We don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss what God has for you. Glory to God. Just want to acknowledge our leaders on tonight. Want to just acknowledge all of our leaders. Glory be to God. Thanking him. Glory be to God for my leaders on tonight. Thanking him for your leaders. Glory to God. Amen. Because, listen, people of God, we need our leaders. We didn't get here by ourselves. Amen. So just want to thank God on tonight. Glory to God for our founding father. Glory to God on tonight, Dr. S.V. James, the late C. James. Thanking the Lord for him. He was indeed a trailblazer in the earth. Thanking him for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for the first family on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We just thank God for them lending the man of God to us. Amen. This man has traveled all over the world. Literally all over the world, taking this gospel. And here we are, people of God, just with this torch. Glory to God. Amen. There are many torches that are passed, and here we are just picking up the torch now, trying to continue the work, glory to God, to win the loss at any cost. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him. We glorify him on tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle, glory to God, and that is none other, Dr. Samuel Huggins James of Trinidad. Thanking God for him, Lady Huggins on tonight. Thanking God for the woman of God. Thanking the Lord, amen, for their ministry. Thanking God on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, Lady Tina of Gainesville, Florida. We bless God for them on tonight, amen, their ministries that the Lord has placed in their hand. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., glory to God, and Shepherd Mother Taylor of Albany, Georgia. Glory be to God. Thanking God on tonight for, glory be to God, all leaders, amen, all righteous leaders. We just give God thanks and give God praise for you. We bless the Lord tonight. For our PNN advisors, we're thanking them tonight. For our prayer warriors, glory to God. For our scripture reader on tonight, amen. Just giving God thanks and praise, glory to God, because we cannot do it of ourselves. But again, it's the Lord's doing, people of God, and it's so marvelous in our eyes. So we bless him. We thank him on tonight. Again, people of God, go ahead and get your pen and paper tonight. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Glory be to God. We endeavor, amen, Jesus, to release this line so that the woman of God can go forth. Amen, Jesus. We're so grateful, glory to God, that she had an opportunity, glory to God, to come and bless us on last night. And we thank God, glory to God, that the Lord said the same, and she is coming again tonight to bless us, people of God. Glory to God. We thank God for that word on last night. And we want to hear what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So again, bring your hearts and your mind in. Bring your spirit in. Text. Amen. Dial. Glory to God. Let somebody know that they must come and hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. We're coming. With great expectancy, for truly the Lord will do great things. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, we want you to bring your hearts in, bring your minds in on tonight as we prepare. Glory to God. We, as always, cannot go before God in any kind of way. Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Let me say that one more time. Psalm 6:18. Look it up. Glory to God. The scripture declares, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we want the Lord to hear us, and we want to hear him. We don't want iniquity to be standing between us and him. We want the lines to be clear. We want to get all the dead cats off the line So we take this time, people of God, to look within. Look within. Look at your own heart, not looking at someone else's heart. Look at your own heart to see where you stand, to see where you've come slack, to see where people of God, enemy may have taken occasion to sneak in. But people of God, we come every night and we ask that the Lord would sanctify us, that he would cleanse us and purge us. Glory to God. Get us ready to hear what he has to say. Amen. Glory to God. So bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in, people of God. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Bring them in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Bring them on in, people of God. Bring them on in. Glory to God. Bring them on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a little song of worship on tonight as you're bringing them in, bringing your heart and your mind in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The song says, without God, I could do nothing. Without God, I would fail. And without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail, without God, I could do nothing. And without God, I would fail. And without God, I would be driven like a ship without a sail. Yes, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, just come on and just begin to think. Glory to God. How would your life be without him? Where would you be without him? Glory to God. Where would you be? Glory to God. Some of us would be dead already. Some of us would be in jail. Glory to God. Some of us would be incapacitated. Some of us, glory be to God, would have lost our minds. Glory to God. Some of us, people of God, hallelujah, would be running around without any direction. But we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless him on tonight. Glory to God, for he kept us. Glory to God. He kept us. Glory to God until this hour. And we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. When you think back, hallelujah. When you think back, people of God, when you think back, hey, God, hiya. When you think about the traps that the enemy had for you. When you think about, glory to God, how he brought you out, when you think about how he brought you through, glory be to God, listen, we're in this hour. We come tonight. We come, glory We're not to give him praise. We come tonight. We come to bless him. We come to honor him on tonight. Glory to God for his goodness, for his grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise on tonight. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his name. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We come collectively. Glory to God. We're coming nation to nation. We're coming tonight, glory to God, coming unto you on tonight, glory to God, that we might obtain mercy. We're coming on tonight with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight with bowed down hearts before you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon us, your people. Father, we're asking you to look upon us, each and everyone. We're asking you to look upon us. Glory be to your name. We're asking that you look upon us, oh God. Look upon us not in wrath, but Father, we're looking, hey God, we're looking unto you, for you're the author and you're the finisher of our faith. We're looking unto you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're coming on tonight that we may obtain mercy, that we may obtain in this hour, that we may obtain mercy, glory to God, in situations, in circumstances. We're coming on tonight. We're coming, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're on to the other side. We're coming on tonight, glory to God. We're asking that you will look upon us, oh God. Oh God, in your tender mercies, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, oh glory. We're asking you tonight to forgive us of sin. We're asking you to forgive us of iniquity. We're asking you to forgive us of any transgression, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, in any way that we've omitted to do your will on tonight, we're asking you to forgive us, oh God. Forgive us tonight. Glory be to God, Father. Forgive us tonight. Cleanse us and purge us. Give us another chance. Give us another opportunity. Oh, glory to God. That your divine will might be done. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, to cleanse us. Cleanse us with hyssop. Cleanse us and purify us. Cleanse our minds. Cleanse our soul. Cleanse our spirit on tonight. Cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God, as only you can. Father, we're asking that you cleanse us and wash us, oh God. Wash us and make us pure. Wash us and make us ready. Wash us and make us vessels. Glory to God. Vessels unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, we're coming tonight. We're coming tonight. We're coming tonight. We're intentional in our coming on tonight. And we say, have your way. Have your way, Father. Have your way in this hour. Have your way, Father. Have your way, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you to move. Move by your spirit. We're asking you to move. Move by your anointing. Father, move. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you to move in the wind. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you, oh, come down of a higher. Oh, glory to God. Father, move by fire tonight. Move by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look upon every soul. Look upon every heart tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, God, the enemy tonight, the tempter tonight. Father, move by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, plan every part of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. Well, you made us victors. You made us overcomers in that precious name. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, God, be glorified. Be glorified. Cause there to be lifting. Lift on tonight. Father, lift. Lift and deliver. Lift and set free. Lift and save on tonight by your spirit and your precious anointing. We're asking you to do it tonight. Father, do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Make every crooked place, make it straight tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes to your glory. We say yes to your holiness in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory say spiritually tonight, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, say tonight, look over, say God, look upon the body, look upon the body of Christ tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh glory of Messiah, oh glory to God, oh God, higher than higher, oh Father, show yourself strong, show yourself mighty, mighty to deliver, cause there to be a hey, God, cause there tonight, cause there to be a shifting in the name of Jesus, oh glory to God, oh glory to God, oh Kashane, in the name of Jesus, oh glory to God. Oh, God, you called us to sit in heavenly places. Oh, glory to the Most High. And we take our places tonight. But you, oh, glory. You already saw principalities. You already saw powers. And we take our place tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Every worry tonight. Every care tonight. We cast it down. And we said be glorified. We said be magnified. In the name of Jesus, cause your people to be empowered tonight, empowered in their mind, empowered in their soul, empowered in their spirit, in the name of Jesus, oh God, by your word tonight, hey, woo, shakatanamos, haya shanaha, yeyelamukushandiriasaya, yeah, God, haya nanamahaya, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bring down every doubt tonight. Every doubt, every doubt. Glory to God. Every word tonight that would exalt itself against your will, we bring it down tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bring it down tonight. In the name, in the name, yeah, yeah, yeah. In thy name, oh, God. And we said be glorified. We said be glorified. We magnify you above sickness tonight. We magnify you above trouble tonight. We magnify you above turmoil tonight. We magnify you above catastrophe. We magnify you, oh God. Woo, shake me higher. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. Oh, glory to God. We glory. We glorify you, oh, Father, cause your spirit, oh, God, to fill the earth. Cause your spirit tonight to shake and shift the plans of the enemy. Cause your spirit tonight, woo, God, higher. Yeah, God, to fill every room on tonight. To fill every room, every vessel tonight. To fill. Oh, God, every nation on tonight. Father, show your people yet again your power. Show your people, oh, God, that you yet save. You yet save. You yet deliver. You yet rectify. And, Father, for this we give you thanks in all things. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We thank you tonight. Yeah. We thank you for setting captives free. We thank you for setting captives free. Hey, God. Thank you for setting captives free. In the name of Jesus, thank you for setting captives free. Jesus, thank you for setting the minds of the people free. God, those tonight, oh, Shekinah Mahaya, oh, God, those tonight, oh, God, mental health, mental situations. Oh, God, the enemy controlling the mind. Oh, God, but we cut it off tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, cause there to be peace tonight. Cause there to be peace to rest in the minds of your people. Cause there to be peace to rest in the spirit of your people. Hey, cause there to be peace to rest, glory to God, in the hearts of your people tonight. Oh, God, even in this hour, Father, God, sanctify. Sanctify us. Sanctify the environment. Sanctify, yeah, God, every soul, every listening ear. Sanctify Jesus. In the name of Jesus, sanctify the eye. Yeah, the most high. Sanctify the ear. Hey, woo, God, cause us to hear. Cause us to hear your voice. Hey, glory to the Most High. Cause us to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you are blessed through your woman servant on tonight. Your woman servant on tonight. We thank you for the fire of your anointing. We're thanking you, Gloria, must say, God. We're thanking for your lady of Messiah. Thank you for your word. And thank you for your fire. Oh, God, that sets free the shores. Your anointing, oh, God, that sets oh, God, that destroys every yoke of the enemy, every yoke, every stronghold. Serve her tonight. Serve her every time. Oh, God, cause your people tonight to feel freedom. Cause your people tonight to feel your expressed love. And for this, we give you thanks for this. We give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, Father, bless your servant tonight. Bless your servant tonight. Strengthen tonight. Sanctify, anoint tonight. Father, use her. Hey, God, for your glory, use her. Hey, shake it up higher according to your divine will. Use her, Father, and we thank you now. We thank you for your word. Your word prepared for your people. We thank you, Abba. We thank you, in thy precious name, Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you for this day, glory. We thank you for your shed blood of Calvary. We thank you for saving the unsaved. We're thanking you tonight for filling, oh, God, those that are yet yielded. Oh, God, waiting, oh, God, for your precious indwelling, your precious Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight. We thank you for lifting burdens now. We thank you for lifting tonight. Thank you for lifting, oh, God, that your people may hear, see what you have in this hour. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, oh, glory to God, for your word that shall not return unto you void. We thank you now. We thank you this night. We thank you now. Haya, haya, God, in our precious name, Jesus. Father, we do glorify you. We magnify you for all things. In this we give you praise. In this we give you glory, Amamaya. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. In the midst of us, your people. Oh, God. Touch us. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we say again, you have the right of way. You do what you will in the midst of us. And we give you praise. We give you thanks in advance. Father, we're asking now that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, Father. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We forbid any backlash of the enemy. We forbid, glory to God, as sons of God, there shall be no retaliation. We forbid it tonight. We forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say tonight, you have your way. You be glorified in the midst of us. We give you thanks. Woo, God, hey, we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Every heart tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every heart tonight. Oh, God, every heart tonight. Say amen. 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 It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. It is. It's already so. Glory to God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody just say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord right where you are. Glory to God. Just love on him. Tell him you love him. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you just believe that it's already done, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just tell him, thank you. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just tell him, thank you tonight. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. And we bless him. We thank him tonight. We're going to, glory to God, make room now. Amen. Give way, glory to God, for our scripture reading on tonight. By Sister Mary Hollins. God bless you, Sister Mary.
giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 55th verse of Isaiah, the 1st through the 13th verse. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and meat without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, here and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it spring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. So you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of the stone shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I have read to you the 55th verse of Isaiah, the 1st through the 13th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Somebody just say amen on tonight. Amen for the word, for the reading of the word on tonight. Glory be to God. Our ways are not his ways. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, that's why we come to hear the word, so that we will understand to know the ways of God and the paths of God. Amen. Glory to God. Because listen, people of God, we desire to be in the center of his will. Amen. That's the safest place, is in the will of God. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, we thank you for your coming. We thank you for coming to be with us on tonight. Glory be to God. We want to ask you to go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we are here. Amen. Get your pen and your pencil, your paper, your pad, your iPhone. However you're going to take notes on tonight, we want you to go ahead and get prepared on tonight. Truly, there's a word from the Lord. Glory to God. We heard on last night, amen, the Lord said unto us, deep, amen, Jesus, deep, deep, deep calleth unto deep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time, people of God. It's time for us to launch out into the deep. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. The woman of God is back with us here again. Amen, Jesus. The Lord said the same, and we're just ready to hear what the Lord is saying. Again, people of God, go ahead and take somebody, call them, let them know that we're here. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. And people of God, we are going back to Banks, Alabama, glory be to God, by way of Jerusalem Temple of the S.C. James Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We're so grateful to have with us again the woman of God. She's coming to us by way of Bahamas. Amen. And you heard some of her story on last night, people of God. But we're grateful that the Lord has sent us glory to God, a jewel on tonight to bless the people of God on tonight. Get ready now, people of God, and we want you to receive none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless the name
amen.
Of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. There is none like him. I want to just bless him tonight for being so good. He has just been so good that I can't even really praise him the way he really deserves. I just can't. He's just too good. And I don't want to prolong the time because there is a word tonight from the Lord. And protocol has already been established, and I stand in agreement with the protocol. And I just want to acknowledge my pastor tonight, Pastor Lindsay and his wife. Glory be to God. And I thank God for this opportunity once again. And I acknowledge the PNN advisors. And we have this great woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, who God has given the vision to. Bless his name. And so I do want to say thank you tonight. Bless the name of Jesus. Can you hear me?
Can you give us a little more volume?
Oh, you can't hear me? I think it's just, you still can't hear me? Is it better?
That's a little better, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, like I was saying, there is a word again tonight from the Lord. And what I want to say tonight, this word was given me. It was on the 13th of January, 2022, 12:10 a.m. in the morning as I was praying. And I was praying the Lord's Prayer, and God began to speak to me. And he spoke to me about the kingdom, hallelujah, and the will of God. It was a prophetic voice, a prophetic word that God released to me. And before I go any further, I just want to give God thanks tonight. I praise you tonight, God, for another opportunity to come and bless your people. Another opportunity to say what thus said the Lord. Father, tonight I thank you, Lord God, that you would word my mouth and that you would increase me and that your anointing would increase. Oh, God, that your word would come forth with clarity, that your word would come forth with revelation, knowledge, that you would touch, hallelujah, tonight, God, yes, Lord, touch the ears of the hearer, touch the minds of those, oh, God, who are listening, that they would have an understanding of what the Spirit is saying unto the church. I go, Shando, the host, thank you, Lord God, that you would let your word flow like rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Release angels right now from the portals of glory, fully clothed in the whole armor that would fight in the atmosphere against any witch or any warlock, any assignment from the marine kingdom, hallelujah, that will try to block and to stop what the Spirit, the Holy Ghost is saying unto us tonight. We won't take no glory on tonight, but we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise that your word would make us and melt us and mold us, oh God, that your word will, God, cause us to be what you would have us to be, and God, we seal every word and every declaration that will come forth tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, and I say amen tonight. Hallelujah tonight. People of God, while I was in prayer, I began to pray the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And God began to download into my spirit concerning the kingdom, his kingdom and his will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus. Yes, God, being done. He said many have been keeping themselves stagnated and stuck in the same position year after year. We can't blame nobody if we are in the same position, but God spoke to me. Hallelujah. And he said, we have been keeping our own self stuck in the same position year after year. Bless his name. Why? Because we, us, the body of Christ, who call ourselves believers and Christians, we are not submitting to his will. Neither are we focused on building his kingdom the way he desires. He our desire. the way he wants his kingdom to be built. Are we doing it his way or are we doing it our way? Like Burger King says, have it your way. This is not the time to have it our way. It's about the will of God being done. His desires, hallelujah, being more important than what we desire. His will being more important than what our will is. We have a lot of things that we have planned for our life. But the Bible says his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts. My God, hallelujah tonight, God. He said, I know the plans, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts I have towards you to give you a future and a hope. But it has to be within his will. He said, it's about him. And his will being done and manifested in the earth through us. The only vessels that God has and the only way his will can be accomplished. The oh, hallelujah tonight, Jesus. The oh, hallelujah, mighty God tonight. Oh, glory, help me tonight, God. The only way his kingdom can be established and be built is through available vessels. He is looking for available vessels. He is looking for willing workers. He said the church of being standing in the way of sinners, in the way of its will, stagnating the progress of the church, living life without conviction, not concerned about who is watching their lifestyle, sneaking around as if God is deaf or blind. A lot of people that call themselves Christians are sneaking around, living a double standard, living a lifestyle that's not becoming of a child of God. Bless his name. And he took me to the scripture. It's the 1 verses 1 through 6. He said, blessed is the, hallelujah tonight, God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit it in the seat of the scornful. How many of you tonight on this line know that many in the body of Christ are walking in the path of ungodliness? Hallelujah. Many of us in the body of Christ, we are standing in the way of sinners, stagnating the growth of the church because we live life the way we feel and how we think, and we don't care if anybody is watching us. The only Bible some people might read is the way we live, our life. So many people are discouraged by the church living. The standard has been watered down. No holiness, no righteousness, anything we give to God. And so people are looking at us. They might not say nothing, but they're watching us as Christians. They're watching us. We get ready and go to church. They're watching the way we treat each other. They're watching the way we love each other. We have been, or many of us in the body of Christ, have been standing in the way of sinners and sitting in some type of seat with some ungodly people. It's time to come out and separate ourselves. He said, their delight is not in the in verse 2. He said, but his delight, the ungodly, his delight is not in the law of the Lord. And in his law do it, he meditates day and night. They don't do this. They may be in the church, but that don't mean that they are saved. That don't mean that they are part of the body of Christ. It doesn't mean that they are a Christian. A lot of people go into church and say, I am a Christian, but the Christian word means Christ-like. Are we Christ-like on tonight? And verse 3 said, and he shall be like a tree. He's talking about the godly. When your delight is in the law of the Lord, he said, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. So there are seasons that God would have us to bring forth fruit unto righteousness. There are seasons. We got to go through times and seasons. We want a quick fix. We want God to move now. We want God to move tomorrow. But he's saying it's a season in your life. I got to make you and melt you and mold you. You got to go to the fire. He said we all will go into the fire, but only a third coming out of this fire. And so he said we shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his food in his season. His leaf also shall not wither,
and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And so if you're walking upright before the Lord, there is no way you can prosper. There is no way you will wither and dry up like a tree. If you're like a tree planted by water, then you must bring forth. You must prosper, because if you look at a tree that is by the water, and if you look at other trees that are not by the water, they look dried up. They look, oh my God, finished. But you go by the water, look how beautiful the trees are. What God is saying, when you do what I tell you to do, when you're building my kingdom, when you're more concerned about my will, when you, my God, winning souls for the kingdom, when you live in a lifestyle that pleases me, you will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. He said, the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. We have some sinners right in the congregation. We have some sinners right in the house of God, because everybody that is in there don't mean that they are saved. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So God is saying, I know my people. I know those who are after me, after my heart, after my will. I know you. But those who are in the body of Christ, but living an ungodly lifestyle, I know you too, and your way, you're going to perish. You either repent or you're going to perish. And so God said in this last hour, he is imposing his will. Listen to what the Holy Ghost said to me. He said, in this last time, the remnant, those that are being chosen and predestinated for the kingdom, not every, glory to God, help me tonight. Not, oh, Jesus, yes, Lord. Not everyone in the church has been chosen. Huh? Not everyone in the body of Christ or in the church has been predestinated for the kingdom of God. Not because you go to church means that you have an entrance into the kingdom directly. Or you God looking at you and you saying, I'm a part of the body. But your lifestyle shows that you are not a part of the body of Christ. The Bible says not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter. Many say they know him, but don't have a relationship with him. And that makes a difference. Glory be to God on tonight. You could say that you know God, but do you really know him? Do you really spend time with him? Do you really spend time in the word the way you should? Some people work 8 hours a day. They spend more time on the job serving the boss than they spend in the word of God and in prayer and in worship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet we say we know him. But to know somebody, you got to spend some quality time getting to know them. And God is saying, a lot of these people that are in the body of Christ, I don't know a lot of them. They say they know me, but there is no connection. He said, I predestined. The word predestination is a very important word. The word chosen is a very important word. Ephesians chapter 1:1-7 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus, hallelujah tonight. Glory be to God, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from the Lord our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What he's talking about? We've been blessed in heavenly places. Christ means the anointing. So he said we've been blessed in the anointing. We've been blessed with his anointing. But not everybody has this blessing over their life, because a lot of people don't want to give up the ways of the world, don't want to give up the things of the world. So God is looking at you. You worship and you come into church, you praise it. But when you leave, there's a different lifestyle. And so God is watching us very closely in this last hour. Bless his name tonight. For according as he has chosen us. Listen to the word. According as he has chosen us in him. When? Before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. That we should be holy. Do you hear what God is saying? And we are believed before him in love. He has chosen us in him. When? Before the foundation, before we were created in our mother's womb, glory be to God, he said all of our members, the parts of our bodies was already written down. We were life in the, oh my God, we were just a little life. We were just spirit, and he gave us this body to live in, to build his kingdom. Hallelujah. That his will may be done. And so he said that he wants us to be with our blame before him in love. He treats us as we are his elected. Are you elected tonight? Are you predestinated for the kingdom tonight? Now, verse 5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. According, hear what God is saying, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. You know, people today are adopting children. And so God said, I have adopted you as my own child. I have brought you into my own self. And how did he do it? Through Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? The word, the anointed word of God. So what is God saying unto us tonight? It's going to take you obeying. It's going to take us obeying the anointed word to be a part of what God is saying, to be a part of what God is doing. He said, according to the good will of his, the good pleasure of his will. And so we're dealing with the will of God on tonight. And so he said, it's according to my will that I have predestinated you. I have chosen you. And verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So how have we been? We have been redeemed. We have been saved. We have been delivered. We have been set free. How? By the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And not everyone in the body of Christ, oh God, have been washed. It's time to be washed. It's time to walk upright. It's time to live holy in the name of Jesus. And he said in verse 8, wherein he had abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery, here we go again, of his will. Do you know the mystery of the will of God on tonight? He said it's according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself. He purposed in himself, hallelujah, that those that are predestinated be in his will. According to his purpose, are you predestinated? Are you a part of the kingdom? Is your name on the book of life tonight? Can you say without the shadow of a doubt, if I die tonight, I know I'm going straight to the kingdom of God. If you have a doubt in your mind, then you need to make it right so that you may have an entrance into the kingdom of God by who? Christ Jesus, the written word. Verse 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, hallelujah, tonight, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ. What he says, I'm going to bring a set of people that are predestinated together as one nation. We might be in different nations, different churches, organizations, but when God look at us, he see the blood of Jesus. He see one set of people. He don't see a whole lot of denominations. We see that the God is saying, all I see is my blood that has been shed, that has redeemed you by it tonight. And so he says, I'm bringing you together, hallelujah, as one in Christ Jesus. Heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, who? Jesus Christ, in whom, verse 11 says, also we have obtained an inheritance, being what? The word again in verse 11, predestinated. And how is that? According to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We're talking about the will of God tonight. Are we in the will of God tonight? Are we running after the will of God tonight? Are we making ourselves available for his will to be done tonight? We're dealing with God's will. What is the will of God? When you look at a will, it's a written, some written instructions on a piece of paper that a person would give a lawyer so that when they die, my God, they would have that will set up for the family members. God is saying tonight, I die, I leave my will for you. Bless his name. And this is the hour I am unfolding my will. I'm showing you my purpose and my plan. Are you walking in the will? Am I walking in the will? This is the time, glory be to God, for self-examination. We can no longer, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. We can no longer be comfortable coming to church and singing a song. Oh, my God, sitting down, my God, comfortable in the pews. This is the time for self-examination and self-evaluation. He says, according to the purpose, he predestinated us of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, which is the true and the proper fountain of man's salvation. That verse 12 says that we should be to the praise, we who, us. He said we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. We are the praise of to the glory of God. We are the glory of God and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so God wants to pour his glory upon us in greater measure. He wants to pour his anointing upon us in greater measure. We dealt with launching out into the deep. So tonight God is saying it's time to focus on the kingdom. How are you going to focus on it? You got to launch out into the deep. You got to stay focused on God. You got to stay focused on his word. You got to stay focus on holiness. We got to walk upright before the Lord. And verse 13 says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. What does God say? You're hearing the word of truth. And he said, you should trust what you're hearing, especially if it's coming out of the word. If somebody come with their own word, then we need to have discernment to know if it's God that is speaking. But he says tonight in verse 13, in whom ye, who you also trusted, after he heard the word of truth, the gospel work of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. He said you heard it, my God. When you hear truth, that truth is going to bring your salvation. So you got to believe. You have to believe. And believe what? That ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You got to have the Holy Ghost. I hear Evangelist Bradley talking about the Holy Ghost tonight. You need the Holy Ghost. If you don't have it, God said, I don't recognize you. But those that do not have the Spirit of God, he said, you don't belong to me. You may have a religious spirit. You may not be marking time in the body of Christ. But this is the time to hallelujah tonight, to get filled with the anointing, to ask God, I need the Holy Ghost, to tarry in his presence until you feel the Holy Ghost came. Oh, God, come to you on the day of Pentecost. They had to wait 10 days. They had to tarry in the upper room. Some of us need an upper room experience. We need to tarry before God. We need to tarry in his presence until, oh, my God, tonight, until the Holy Ghost come down and change and rearrange everything in us, change and rearrange our mindset, our attitude. God is saying tonight, I have predestined. Predestinated some of you, and the word predestination means to be predetermined, and it says to decide beforehand. What God is saying, I've already decided that you're going to be a part of the kingdom before the foundation, before you were created, before your mommy and your daddy get together. I already know who's going to be in the kingdom of heaven. In the New Testament of God decreeing from eternity to foreordained. Foreordained, appointed beforehand. That's in the lexicon, in the Greek version of predestination. The Strong Concordance says, and to limit in advance. What God is saying? He limited the amount of people in advance. Glory be to God. Because if you look at the kingdom of heaven and you read, I think it's Revelation chapter 21. It talks about the size of the city and the size of the gate. But hell is enlarging itself. Hell is growing without number, without measure. The kingdom is set aside for a certain amount of people. Because everyone who says, Lord, ain't going to enter. And it says, predetermined, which means determined before or ordained. So people, God already has people ordained and predetermined before. See, somebody may be coming to church and you may hear the word of God. Don't let Satan deceive you and you walk away. Many are backsliding already. Many will backslide. Many won't be able to take the pressure that is coming upon the face of the whole earth because of this one world system. Now the word chosen means to pick out, to choose, to pick or choose out for oneself. That's the meaning of the word chosen. God, I picked you out for myself. I've chosen you for myself. Another definition saying choosing one out of many. You hear what God is saying tonight? He's choosing a set of people out of the whole world. He's choosing and predestinating a set of people and calling them unto himself. Jesus, the example of this is Jesus choosing his 12. Look how many people was enthroned. Oh, glory to God. Look how many people follow Jesus. But what did he pick? 12 chosen men, specific. He, oh, glory to God. He was specific in who he chose. God said, I'm specific, glory to God, in who I'm choosing to be a part of my kingdom. Because everybody who said, Lord, is not going to be a part of my kingdom. Because I already know those of you, God, who are not saved and are trying to get saved, God, I'm giving you a chance. Why? Because then you, my God, when there comes the time of judgment and God said, depart from me, I never know you. God will say, I give you a chance, but you didn't receive me. You didn't get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You will give up the ways of the world. And so God is saying tonight, and the other examples are choosing one for an office. Choosing one for an office of God, choosing whom he judged fit to receive his favor and separated from the rest of mankind. Do you hear what these words mean tonight? God is choosing whom he judged fit. Are you fit tonight? Are we fit tonight to receive what? He said his favor. I'm giving you the definition of chosen or choose. He said you have to be fit to receive his favor. And he said, and it says, and separated from the rest of mankind. So even though the church may be full tonight, God, I'm separating some of you from the rest of them because I have you set aside for my glory to be peculiar, to be peculiar, his own, his own, and to be attended continually by his gracious oversight. And so God said, I'm going to graciously continue to watch over those who I have chosen for me, for my purpose, for my will. And the next definition is a look at the Israelites. If you read the Bible, it was all about Israel. They are chosen people. They messed up over and over again. But God gave them a chance because he chose them. The book said 144,000 of those Israelites are going to be saved. Hallelujah, in this last hour. And it says here of God the Father choosing Christians. That's another definition. Are you a Christian tonight? Did God choose you on tonight? As those whom he set apart from the irreligious multitude. See, who he has set apart from the irreligious multitude as dear unto himself. And so when God sets you apart from a bunch of people, from a multitude, it's because you are near and dear to his heart. And see, those of us who are predestinated and chosen, we should give God the glory that he's looking at us and he's holding us close to his heart. Bless his name. He's holding us close to himself. And it says, and whom he has rendered through faith in Christ, citizens in the Messianic kingdom, so that the ground of the choice lies in Christ and his merit only. So who Christ or Jesus chose is up to him. We can't fight it. We can't knock it away. We can't do nothing because He said, before you were formed, before I said this word and place, before even the foundation of this earth, I already know who's going to be a part of my kingdom. Strong's definition says to select, to make choice, to choose out and chosen. And so God said to me, it's no longer about us and how we feel. It's no longer about, oh, glory to God, how we think. His will has been and is being forced by many of those who call themselves his people. A lot of people are fighting against the will of God, fighting against the true word of God, fighting against true people of God. Hallelujah on tonight. And so he says, ain't about you no more. I will make you the remnant that he has chosen and predestinated. You're going to find yourself having to pray, having to fast. There's something that God is doing right now in the life of those that he has chosen and predestinated. You're going to find your, oh, glory to God, yourself in the secret place. Hallelujah, on your face in the midnight hour, early in the morning hours, crying out to the Lord. Why? Because you've been set aside. Your whole glory to God on tonight. You have been chosen in this last hour, and God is preparing us for the next level. And to go to the next level, my God, you got to launch out into the deep. You got to get rid of some stuff. Hallelujah on tonight. Thank you, Lord God. And Matthew chapter 7, verses 23 to 29 says, and then I will profess unto them, I never know you. See, God is saying some people I don't know. And so he brought me to this chapter. He said he would profess unto them, I never know you, depart from me, you ye that work iniquity. Don't mind a lot of people in the body of Christ. Many people in the body of Christ are operating in the spirit of iniquity. Iniquity is not just a word. It's a demonic force. It deals with witchcraft. It deals with rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience. The name of Jesus Christ tonight. Underhand work, wickedness. That's the meaning of iniquity. And verse 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth, what God is saying, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, hear what he's saying tonight and do with them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, built his house upon a foundation, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. So what God is saying tonight, you gotta depend on the rock. Who is the rock? Jesus Christ, the Word of God. You gotta put your faith upon the Word of God. You gotta put your hope upon the Word of God. You have to have a solid foundation, which is the Word of God. That's gonna be your only way of escape. And if you don't study the Word of God, and if you don't read the Word of God, you have no foundation. You're gonna be shaky. And the next verse said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. You see the ones that hear him and do it. He tells you what you're going to be like, a foundation that stands strong. Now, for those, he's saying, that don't hear me, he said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Are you a foolish man or a wise man tonight? What are you building on? What type of foundation are you laying your hope and your faith on? He said, which builds his house upon the sand. Now, we know if you build a house by the beach on the sand, it ain't going to last. We see the flood carrying away many houses. If you watch videos all over YouTube, houses are falling off into the sea because they built it on the sand. They built it close by the water. They didn't build it on a steady foundation. And so he says, and the rain descended and the flood came. And this is verse 27. And the wind blew and beat upon that house. And what it is? It fell. And great was the fall. And so God is saying, if you're not building on the foundation, which is my word, you are going to fall. Any other foundation that we see fit to build on, we are going to crumble. We are going to fall. We're going to lose our souls. We're going to go out of our mind. We're going to be sick and afflicted. Things that we got to stay in the word. The foundation God is talking about here tonight is stay in my word. Stay connected to the word. Stay connected to the anointing. Get filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let the power of God, my God, surge through your life to bring a change in the kingdom of God. end of these sayings, the people were for Christ and his sermon, and the people were amazed at what he was saying. Are you amazed at what you're hearing from the word of God if you are reading and studying it? For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Jesus spake with authority. This is the hour God is releasing authority in the life of the remnant and the life of the predestinated one. He is changing. He's taking away the spirit of fear, because he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And that comes with the authority to rule in the heavens, to rule in the kingdom of darkness, to pull men out of hell, to pull men out of gangs and violence and drugs and whatever they are. God, I'm giving you authority tonight to go in the ghetto and change the drug dealer's life. Go, my God, my God, my God, tonight. Go into the hedges and the highway and compel men to come. I'm giving you authority to deal with sin. I'm giving you authority to raise the dead, heal the sick, my God, save souls on tonight. This is the hour he's removing stubbornness. He's moving my spirits. These are spirits the Lord began to show me, the spirits that are in the body of Christ. And he said, this is the hour he's removing stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, and those who have their own agendas from their lives. He's moving our own agendas from our lives because they have been chosen and predestinated by him for his kingdom being established. He is pulling and drawing his chosen ones closer to himself. This is a time he is pushing them forward at a fast rate of speed, and he's propelling you forward. I'm talking about the predestinated ones. I'm talking about those who have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world. He said, I'm pushing you forward. I'm propelling you at a fast rate of speed in this last hour. I'm releasing you. He said, I'm releasing the anointing. I'm releasing my presence. I'm releasing my power. I'm releasing my authority in, through, and upon you. He said, if you make yourself available, I'll do great and mighty things through you. God is looking for some available vessel. He's opening their spiritual eyes to see, and he's opening our spiritual ears to hear. He is increasing their discernment. He is taking them into another level of his glory. This is the time we've got to have discernment because of deception that is out there by these false people who come like angels of light. He is drawing them closer to fasting. This is how God is drawing us in. This is how he's pulling us in. What he said to me, I'm bringing them closer and drawing them in prayer and intercession, to their worship, to the way they pray, to revelation knowledge, to the visions and dreams I'm giving them. And he said, most of all, through my word. He is giving them a passion and a hallelujah tonight, God, and a desire for his word. I don't know about you tonight, but I found myself lately having a hunger and a thirst for the word of God. Glory to God. God is drawing us into the word. If ever time we need the word, it's now. The Amos chapter 8 says that there's coming a famine in the land for the word of God, not a thirst for water or hunger for food, but for the word. The time is coming when they're going to take your Bibles, because great persecution is going to intensify against the church of the living God, against the saints of the living God. Do you spend time knowing God through his word? Are you building up the foundation, oh God, of your life on the word of God? He is giving them a passion, the remnant and the predestinated one. He said, this is what he said to me, I'm giving them a passion and a desire for my word. There's a pulling and a drawing in the spirit for more of me, said the Lord, that they have never experienced before. And I don't know about you, but I am experiencing a lot of times God is just drawing me into prayer, drawing me in his presence. Sometimes the anointing is so strong, all I can do is shake. I can't say nothing because my whole body is like, oh, Shamanda, it's on fire. And the only thing I can do is sit down and bask in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah, God. We can't stay the same. We can't, my God, do things the same old way. God is calling, my God, for some unusual things that happen in this last hour. But we got to apply ourselves. We got to apply the word of God. We got to apply prayer to our lives like never before. He is bringing them back to the standard of holiness. How many of you know tonight, if you look at the body of Christ, you can't tell the difference between the word and the church? Because, oh, God, help me tonight. Because the standard of holiness and righteousness has been moved from the body of Christ. Many following the ways of the world, the tradition and the custom, dress styles, and the lifestyle of worldly standards. It's all in the house of God. Coming to church dressed any type of way. Hallelujah, God. Wearing what they feel like. Doing what they feel like. They come to church. Some of us come looking holy. But when they leave, there's a different lifestyle. When they leave, there's a different dress code. Holiness of holiness is holiness. Whether you're in the sanctuary or whether you're in, oh my God, outside. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 says, "And I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living what? Sacrifice." He says, holy and acceptable unto God, this is your reasonable service. What is he saying? The least you can do is give me your body. Let me live in your body. Let me, my God, let me show you what I want you to put on. He, my God, if you think about Adam and Eve, when they sinned against God, they ran and hide, and they decided to sow fig leaves. Can leaves cover you? Leaves can never cover you. And so God said, let me cover you properly. And so he killed a lamb or whatever, and he covered them with the skin. Hallelujah. How many of you know that that was the blood? The lamb represents Jesus. He covered them with the blood because they were naked and they realized they were naked. Many of us are open and naked in the body of Christ, spiritually and naturally. And God said, I want to cover you. I've given you the way that I want you. He said, it's about my will. We got to step back and let go and let God be magnified. Let his will be done, my God, in the body of Christ. It's no longer I, but it's the Christ that, oh God, tonight, that dwells on the inside of me. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. Jesus paid a price for you and me. He is the director of and the bishop of our soul. He is the lover of our souls tonight. He says, step back, let go, and let me have my way in the body of Christ. Let me have my way in your life. Submit to my will, said the Lord, thy God, in this last hour. Glory to God. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove what that acceptable and perfect will of God is. What God is saying. Your mindset has to change. When you conform to the world, you're doing what they're doing. What are you saying? Come out. Transform your mind. Change your mindset. Renew your mind. How do you do it? By taking heed to the word of God, studying the word of God, get to know what Jesus is saying. He said, why are you going to do it? To prove. God wants you to prove will of God. He wants you to prove it. That's the word of God. Prove his will. Prove what is acceptable to him. Prove what is good. What is good in his sight. Not your sight and my sight. In his sight. What pleases him? Talk to him. God, what you want me to do? How you want me to look? What is your will? Seek him for the will. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. He says, stop thinking about yourself so high. Humble your soberly. Need none of us better than the other. So he's saying, I stop thinking of yourself. You may have a title on tonight. That doesn't make you better or bigger than nobody else. Because God looked down, he don't see titles. He sees the blood of Jesus. He's looking for people that will submit to his will. He said it is according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So if he's given you a measure of faith, he said use your faith. Have faith in what I say. Have faith in what I tell you to do. Stop doing it your way. Stop pulling and tugging against my will. Stop pulling and tugging against my word. Because he said, I'm not going to change or rearrange or dilute my word to please no man's flesh. He wants us to let go of the fashion and the things of the world that is holding us back. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 29, to say, brethren, the time is short. That's the first thing God is saying here. The time is short. Can we see that time is short? Can we look around and see the signs of the time with the seas and the waves roaring and nations are being wiped out by flood water, by fire, by earthquakes, by tsunamis, by tornadoes? We don't see that the time is short. The spread of death taking many people out, COVID and all kinds of disease. We don't see that time is short. He said the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none. Those of you who have wives, God said, be like you don't got a wife. If you have a ministry and you have to do God's work, he said, and I be like you don't have no wife. Stop holding your wife so close to you that she's telling you what to do. She's keeping you from going forward. He said, you got to be like if you don't have a wife. And verse 30 says, and they that weep as though they weep not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not. And 31 says, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world is passing away. World is going to pass away. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 31. It is passing away. What does he mean by fashion? It is the habit, the habitat, as compromising. This is the lexicon. He says the habitat as compromising everything in a person. There's the spirit of compromise and sugarcoating is in the body of Christ worldwide. And God is saying that's what fashion means. You compromising. Everything in a person, he said, everything in you is compromising and doing it your way, which strikes the senses bearing discourse and action or manner of life. The way you live, your lifestyle, that is what God is talking about. Your lifestyle is the fashion that God is talking about here tonight. In the Strong's definition, it says as a mode of circumstances, that is by implication, he's talking about external conditions. He's talking about the external conditions of your life, of your body, what you put on, how you look, how you take care of your body, how you exercise, how you eat right. Many of us sick with sugar, diabetes, and all kinds of sickness because we are not eating the right thing. We're not drinking the right thing. We treat our bodies like trash. And then when we get sick, we run to God and run for healing. But we are responsible for how we take care of this vessel that God lives in. This is the hour he is separating, or this is the hour he is of separation. He's separating us unto himself. He is releasing strong conviction upon us so that when planned and against his will, we will have overcoming power and strength to resist the devil and the temptation of Satan. He said he is calling them out to make a difference. God said, I'm calling you out to make a difference in this last hour. But 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14 to 18, he says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What they're doing hanging out with unbelievers. What they're doing dressing like unbelievers. What they're doing talking like unbelievers. He said, be not unequally yoked. Don't yoke yourself with somebody who don't believe the same thing you believe. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Questions tonight. And what communion has light with darkness? And what fellowship has Belial with Christ? Worshiping all kind of different gods. worshiping all kind of things. He says, what fellowship with Belial, with false idol? What are we doing? God is asking the question. Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? Who's an infidel? An unbeliever. What part have we with unbelievers tonight? Some of us, they don't even know that we're saved. We laugh at their dirty jokes. We hang out with them, and they don't even know we're saved because we're not taking a stand, and we're not coming out and separating ourselves and taking a stand for God the way he desires us to take a stand. And verse 17 says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord. God is speaking to us as the church tonight, as the body. And he said, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. Until we separate ourselves and come out, God cannot receive us away as sons, as his children. He said, when you do this and you separate yourself, then I'm going to receive you. So as long as you're still mingling and mixing, God said, I will receive you. You got to clean it up. We got to get rid of some stuff first before he receives us. Verse 18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord God Almighty. He wants us to be his sons and daughters, but he said, you got to let some things go. You got to let the load go. You got to get rid of some passion. You got to get rid of the mindset. He said, when you do this, then you can call me father. Then you can look at me as your God. Until this happened in our lives, God is standing back looking at us and waiting for us to make a difference and make a change. The word of God is sure. He's not going to compromise or change it to suit none of us. He's not going to alter his word to suit our lifestyles. He's never going to do it. He said, I am God. I change not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. My word is yea and amen. It doesn't matter who don't like it. No matter who don't receive it. Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3 talks about warning the wicked and warning the righteous. He said, if I give you a word for the righteous, hallelujah, and you don't carry that word to that righteous or that sinner man, you're going to have some blood on your hand. He said, hallelujah, tonight. But if you warn them from me, hallelujah, and they don't take heed, then the blood will be on their hands. He is causing us to be sensitive, to hear, and to know his voice. He said, many do not know his voice. Said his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not hear. Do we know the voice of God tonight? Jesus Christ is the door and the good shepherd. We're talking about the voice of the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, on tonight. In John chapter 10, verses starting from verse 1, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. If you coming into the body of Christ by another way, by stealth, and you ain't coming in the right way, God said you are a thief and you are a robber. Because there's only one way and one entrance into the body, and that is through the word, Jesus Christ. If you're going on any other word, because all these new Bibles, deleting some of the passages of scripture, writing the Bible all over again, putting in what they want to put in. And so they are thieves and robbers that are changing the word of God. He said, but he that entered in by the door, who is the door? Jesus Christ is the door. It's the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus Christ is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he's calling his own sheep by name. Do God know you by name tonight? Are you a sheep tonight? Are you hearing his voice tonight? And it says, and he leaded them. Is God leading you into paths of righteousness tonight? Are you being led by the Holy Ghost on tonight? And when he put it forth his own sheep, verse 4, he said, he put it forth his own sheep. He goeth before them, and the sheep followed him, for they know his voice. Are we following the voice of God or the voice of a false prophet or false teacher? Are we following the voice of Jesus, the word of God? Are we listening to some other teaching? He said, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. for they know not the voice of a stranger. There are some strange voices out here in this hour. There are some strange prophetic voices that are making people come into captivity. They're stealing all your hard-earned money, prophesying to you what you want to hear, because many people have itching ears. And so they are strangers, and the Bible is saying, if we know his voice, we're not going to follow a strange voice. Parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things they which were he was speaking unto them. Jesus was telling them, but some of us tonight in the body of Christ, Jesus is speaking, but some of us still don't understand, even though the word coming for us, we are still confused. We still say, God, what you saying? I don't understand what she's preaching. I don't understand what they be saying. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, and that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Anybody come to you and he bring in the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, the door, then there are thieves and robbers, and you need to break off running for your life. I am the door. By me, if any man entereth in, he shall be saved, and go in and out, and shall go in and out. And so he said, he's given you the answer. Said there is only one door, one entrance to the kingdom of heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known, and am known of mine. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one. See the word one come up again. One fold and one shepherd. And he says tonight, there are hirelings. What he says, there are people that coming in, sounding like God, acting like God. They are hired by the devil himself to distract people away from the real truth of the word of God, to distract you from the path of holiness and righteousness, to keep you compromising and sugarcoating and doing it your way and not according to the will of God. We're talking about the will of God, and all of this is in the will of God. His voice, hallelujah, is his will. His voice, my God, the shepherd is talking to us tonight. He said, hear my voice and follow me. Don't follow the hireling. Don't follow those who sound good. Ah, my God, they're jumping and shouting and have a small twitting gospel that pleases the flesh. My God, but they won't tell you the truth, because if they tell you the truth, you might just walk away, because a lot of people, they get offended when you tell them the truth. They say, you're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. If I'm bringing the word of God, it is judging you. Do we understand what God is saying tonight? Christ is the door and the good shepherd. He said, verily I say unto you, follow me. Follow me. Do what I say. Are we doing what he's saying? God said there is a lack of fear and reverence for him in the churches. That is the problem. God began to speak to me. He said, the people of God, my people, have a lack of fear and reverence for me in these churches. Because of this, we live and act the way we choose and feel, operating according to our flesh. Many have no conviction about the way they live. Many have no conviction about their lifestyle. We do anything and don't have no type of conviction, no type of fear and reverence and respect and awe for God. They go to service, sing and shout and clap and dance and worship and praise and pray. They prophesy, they heal the sick, signs and wonder, They preach on the pulpit, but when they leave and say they have been and still are standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful, the happiness of the godly is when you, when the happiness of godly people is when we obey God. People of God, when we obey God, we will find ourselves being so happy and being so excited about Jesus, so excited about the word. And God began to speak to me. He said he is exposing and revealing even the hirelings that are wolves in sheep's clothing who parade themselves as angels of light. God is exposing all the false prophets, all the false bishops. He's exposing those who parade themselves as angels of light, those who have a pretty gospel that makes people's flesh feel good. He said, I'm exposing you. There's the spirit of exposure that is coming to the body of Christ. God is going to, the Bible says, I'm going to raise up your skirt and discover your secret part. This is a time God said, you can't hide from me no more. Many of us have been hiding behind grace and mercy, taking advantage of the grace and the mercy of God. But God said, the day of grace is shut down for many who are hirelings, many who are parading themselves as angels of light. Matthew chapter 3, beware of false prophets which come to you and as wolves in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. You hear what God is saying? You are false apostles, the hallelujah on tonight, that are deceitful workers. Oh, glory to God tonight. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. People are transforming themselves into the leaders that are not of Christ. Parading themselves as pastors and evangelists and teachers and ministers of the gospel, showing that he was not inferior to those deceitful workers in any legal prerogative. And so no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. God said, don't be astonished. Don't let that leave you with your mouth open wondering, wow. He said, because Satan is transformed as an angel of light. And so when you meet people like this, they are under the, they are disguised as Satan. They, my God, they're operating in a satanic anointing. They're operating in a satanic anointing. They are not of God. And so we've got to ask God for discernment so that we don't be deceived to lose our souls and be carried away with every wind and doctrine. Because many people are hearing some doctrines and they've been carried away by doctrines, my God, that is not of God, by these false apostles. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness who shall be, sorry, let me read it over again. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed. Who are we talking about? Satan. As ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. And so God said, just like how Satan transformed himself into an angel of light, he have ministers that also transform themselves. They look righteous, they talk righteous, but he said, by their work, by their fruit. What kind of fruit are you seeing? What kind of work are they producing? He said, this is the time and the season he will bring back fear like it was in the days of old, in the days of the apostles and the prophets. God told me, I'm going to bring fear back to the house of God. I'm going to bring fear back because of what he's getting ready to do. It's going to blow the minds of people. He said, I'm going to cause them to bow to the name of Jesus because I'm going to bring my fear back where they used to reverence me, where they used to bow in my presence when it's time to worship. Nowadays, you haven't worshiped people sitting down on their phones, not even checking, don't even reverence God, but they come to worship. What's the use coming to church if you can sit down? What's the use coming to church if you're going to be in your phone? That moment is for God. Leave your phones in your bag. Leave the phone as a distraction from the pulpit to the door. He is raising up an army with power. and authority and the fire. Oh, glory to God. And the fire of Almighty God, the true sons of God. This is not referring to men, but anyone that God has chosen. When he said the sons of God is not just men. Women are known as the sons of God. And he said they will do a mighty work in the earth that will put fear in the church and in the earth. To put the ones that are chosen and predestinated, God, I'm raising them up. And what I'm, oh, glory to God tonight. Yes, Lord, I hear you. And I'm going to do such a great work through them that is going to bring fear back in the earth. He is exposing and cleaning up his body. He said he will be found by those who will diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11 and 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Coming to me, you got to believe that I exist. You got to first believe that I am real. He said you got to believe that he is what? He is real. And that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He is looking for diligent people in service, diligent people in worship, diligent people in evangelism, being diligent, my God, in fasting and prayer. He is looking for some diligence in this hour. The word diligence means to seek out, to search for, to seek out. Example, to investigate, to scrutinize, to seek out for oneself, to beg, to crave, to demand back, to require. And that is the lexicon and the strong definition. It says to crave and demand something. It talks about worship. It talks about seeking after of worship. Are we diligent in the way we worship? Seek after carefully. Are we really seeking after God in a diligent way? Let's examine, oh, glory to God. This is a time of self-examination to see if we are treating God right, to see if we are being fair to God. My God, he don't have to even wake us up. God don't owe us nothing, but we owe God a praise. We owe God our life. We owe God, my God, our mind. In the Hebrew definition, the word definition means persistence about doing something regularly. Are we diligent in praying regularly, studying regularly, worshiping there? Are we diligent? The Hebrew word for diligent is persistent. Are we persistent in what we're doing for the kingdom? And all glory to God and the will of God tonight. What is the spiritual meaning of diligent? See, Anity, diligent is the effort to do one's part while keeping faith and reliance in God. Do you hear that tonight? The word diligence means Christianity. In Christianity, it means the effort to do one's part. Are we doing our part while keeping faith and reliance in God? Are we? In other words, diligence and faith are two sides of a mystery. One does not know how the despite one's effort. We don't know how. No matter how you try, you will never figure it out. It all works out, but diligence, when combined with faith, assures spiritual success. With your diligence, you're going to come out with spiritual success. And that's what God is trying to do. He wants us to come out with spiritual success. God is looking for dedicated, committed, diligent people that will seek him with all of their hearts. This is a year and season of restoration where the faithful will experience the overflow, the refilling, the refreshing, the restitution, restoration, relocation, revival. The greatest revival is about to break out worldwide in the churches. Everywhere we're going to see revival breaking out in this last hour as we've never seen it before. That's what the Lord told me. He said, this is a year of reconciliation. God is bringing many sons and daughters to glory. He is raising them up with the fire in their hands, fire in their feet. For our glory to God, fire in their mouth, fire in their bellies, from their head to the sole of their feet. coming forth with the spirit of the and the ministry of Elijah and Moses. That's what Moses. That's what God told me. God said there is a mighty revival about to break out in those who've been in hiding. You've been in the backside of the desert like Moses. People don't know about you. They've never heard your name before. But God said, I'm getting ready to bring you forth. I'm getting ready to take you from the back to the front. Those who have been in the backside of the desert like Moses, spending time in his presence, getting to know him, getting intimacy with him, who know his voice, bless his name, like Moses and the prophets and the apostles of old. God is saying he is pouring out of his quickening power upon those who constantly stay on their faces. You will find yourself stopping to worship, pray, or praise, stopping and falling on your faces wherever you may be. This is the things that God is doing that he told me he's getting ready to do in this last hour. Why? Because his will is being done right now. You will find yourself pulling over while driving just to worship and give him praise. And I didn't even know that this was in here, but I said it on last night. And when I pulled this up today and God said, minister this to the people, he's telling me the same thing again tonight. You're going to have to stop to give God the glory. You might have pulled over just to praise the Lord. You might be shopping, maybe on your job to give him glory. You will not be able to control or contain what he's getting ready to pour out in this last hour. He said he's taking over completely. He said his will is now manifesting. He is about to take the saints out of here sooner than we think. God is coming sooner than we think in what is called the rapture of the saints. Because everybody ain't a saint that is in the church. Everybody in the saints who said, Lord, Lord, he is doing a quick work in the earth. The lives of his chosen ones and the royal priesthood, the remnant, he's doing a quick work. He is giving out extraordinary strength and power to his people to survive and live above the days of labor and sorrow during this one-world system. These are the days that he's taking sleep from the eyes of his prayer warriors, his intercessors, his watchmen, that they will seek him through the night hours. It's early in the morning hours when demonic activities are at the highest level. He is bringing forth watchmen that he is equipping them with a special anointing to stand upon the walls and to cry out for the nation, to cry out for the government, cry out for leaders and churches and families. He's bringing up people and raising them up that will cry out for the youth of the nation, cry out for the young children that are trapped, thinking that they are man when they are woman, homosexuality. He's raising up a people that is going to cry out for marriages and ministries, cry out against the sin, cry out against violence and gangs and bloodshed. They're going to cry out against murder and suicide, human trafficking. They're going to cry out against human sacrifices, ungodliness, homosexuality, lesbianism. They're going to be bold, and they're going to cry out against racism and hatred, the iniquity in the land, the wickedness in the land. They're going to cry out against the witchcraft. They're going to cry out against satanic altars and satanic mirrors. They're going to cry out against satanic attacks from witches and warlocks that operates from the marine kingdom, operating through spiritual wickedness and high places. They're going to cry out to those who operate as rulers in the darkness of this world, to mediums that are promoting their evil in the land, on the medias, and in different platforms. Those that are being chosen will cry out unto God. The warfare has intensified, so our prayer lives have to increase and intensify. Our spiritual lives have to increase and intensify, and we have to walk with God like we've never walked with him before. To go to another level, God is calling us up higher into the realm of the spirit. We need to cry out to God to be more discerning, because deception is going to intensify. Evil will escalate like we have never seen it before. So he is equipping us and preparing us for what lies ahead. That's why those that are called to deal to deal with forces and called to root out darkness is given a special authoritative anointing to And those type of people go through so much attack. He's preparing you. When you see you are being attacked, God said, I'm preparing you for the warfare that's ahead. The death angel is released on the earth as it was in the time of Israel in Egypt. It is going to get worse, but God will bless those who remain faithful, willing, and obedient. Glory to God tonight. No matter what's happening in the earth, we need to continue to anoint ourselves, anoint your families, get some oil, pray over it, let your pastor pray, and anoint your families, anoint your children before they go to school, because the enemy is taking these children out. Hallelujah, teaching them all kind of foolishness in the school. My God, hallelujah, tonight. And the children are involved in gangs and violence, so we got to pray over us. We got to send them and give them back to the Lord. And everything that we own, we have to anoint and give it back to the Lord. We have to apply the blood of Jesus, all glory to God, over everything, including ourselves, as we have never done it before. God said, call on the warring angels when you pray. He said, call on the angels. They are there for us like you have never done before. He said, call on the name of Jesus like you have never done before. He said, read and study his word like you have never done before. That's the only way to fight against darkness. His word and his name is a weapon to use against Satan and his kingdom. That's why that's the only way the enemy can be defeated. The only way to defeat Satan is by the word of God and the blood of Jesus. That's how Jesus defeated him after his fast in the wilderness. God is going to take the taste of food away from some of us so that we can fast and seek his face. For the anointing to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I'm almost finished. I'm finishing this up right now. Amos chapter 8 talks about a famine in the land. This is a famine, and it talks about it. And let me read it. Verse 11 says, behold, the day, said the Lord God, that I will famine in the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but of hearing of the word of God. A famine of the word of God is coming, people. And the Bible says in verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek a word of the Lord. And the Bible says they will not find a word. And in that day they shall fear, the fear of virgins and the young men shall faint for thirst. So I hear what the Bible says. People are not going to find the word of God in this last hour. So we must realize that knowledge is power, and Satan knows the word. His plan is to stop us from moving forward, to being knowledgeable. The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, his people perish. And so God is speaking to us tonight to hear what he's saying. Something new. He's doing a new thing. This is a new year. This is a new month. Chosen ones, tonight you on this line. Get rid of the old mindset, old habits, old attitudes, negative thoughts, negative words speaking over your life. Get grumbling and complaining, being ungrateful, not satisfied. This is a time to come up higher like never before. This is a time, people of God, of renewal. He said this is the time and the hour for our faith and prayer life, worship, praises, to take the authority back. Take back your anointing. Take back your health. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I declare tonight, God, as I'm putting this word on tonight, that everything about us is made whole. Our bodies are healed, Father. Hallelujah. Tonight, send your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that this word has gone into the hearing of your people, and God, that you would move in a mighty way according to this word that you have given unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Oh, Rabbi Shalom of a Hosiah, for your glory, Jesus, tonight. Get the glory on tonight, God. And Father, I give you thanks tonight for this word. I give you thanks to those, God, on this line from every nation that we apply this word to our life, that you would receive the glory on tonight. In the mighty name of Ekashandol of a Hosiah. People hear God tonight. I'm done. but take heed thereto to the word of God. Don't let the enemy snatch this word from you. You in this hour. Take heed tonight. God is saying, God is speaking. He's speaking to us very loudly and very clearly, but are we listening to his voice? In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Woman of God, I am a shunder of a hope. Oh, God. Your Master Jesus. May we take heed tonight, God, to your word. But you're doing a new thing. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God, tonight. Have your way,
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Have your way, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
People of God, if you're on this line, let us examine ourselves tonight. Let us see where we are tonight. Are we predestinated and chosen tonight? Are we walking upright tonight? Are we set aside tonight? God said, examine ourselves tonight. We can no longer just hear a pretty word or come to listen. We've got to, oh God, help us on tonight.
Jesus.
Take heed to what God is saying to him, to his body, to his people. I examine myself to find out where I am. Where are we tonight? Go ahead, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Truly the Lord has spoken tonight. Glory to God. We thank him. Mm. As the woman of God has said, let us examine ourselves by the word on tonight. Glory to God. Truly the Lord is getting us ready. He's preparing us tonight. Glory be to God. Let us be honest with ourselves on tonight. Glory to God. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. So much has been said. Glory to God. So much has already been said on tonight. Glory be to God. Woman of God, if you will, glory to God, if you will give the call to salvation, and perhaps if there's anyone on the line tonight that would like prayer, they can come over for prayer. But if you would just make the call to salvation tonight for the people.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, people
Amen.
Of God, as we have heard the word of God tonight, don't let us take this lightly that God is speaking. It's not me. Don't hear the voice of a woman,
mm-hmm.
but hear what God is. Glory! Oh, God. Oh, God. Hear God. See what
yes,
God
Lord.
Is saying tonight. Hear the voice of the Master calling you. You know that you're on the line tonight and you have not surrendered. You have not made a decision to say, God, I surrender all. I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I'm tired of going around. Tonight can be your night. Don't be a hireling tonight. Don't be on that side where you're not predestinated. God is saying, the Master have need of you. Tomorrow may not be here for you. Don't let us to continue put off for tomorrow what we can do today. And so God is here knocking at the door of your heart, knocking at your mind, saying, give me a chance to make a difference. It's going to get rough, and the only hope and assurance we have to escape a lot of stuff that is getting ready to happen is to be covered with the blood of Jesus. And if you haven't given your life to him, then you out there for the wolves and sheep's clothing. You're out there without any covering. Don't think that you are covered just because you're on the line. Don't think you're covered because you go to church. If you have not surrendered all, and if you have not committed a commitment by saying, God, I repent tonight, forgive me of my sins, I need to be washed, I need to be cleansed, then God said, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in that category. The line is open tonight. For those of you who desire, maybe you're backslidden, and you don't have to be ashamed tonight. There's nothing to be ashamed. He said, if you confess me openly before men, then I will confess you openly before my Father. But if you be ashamed to own me, then when you stand before the Father, I will be ashamed to own you. The line is open for those of you who know you need to change, who know you have not surrendered. You can press *6 tonight. And you can come over, and we lead you into the time of repentance and the Lord's Prayer. Don't let moments like this pass you by. Don't let the moment that when you have a chance, because when you face God and you die in your sin, you're going to give an account for the words that you hear on the same PNN and keep rejecting salvation. Don't keep putting it off and rejecting it. He loves you enough to give up his life for you. Do you love him enough to say, Lord, I'm giving up my ways. I'm giving up myself to you. It may seem hard. You may say, I can't do it. But you can do it. None of us can do it. Let God do it for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Coming over in the platform and give it to God tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let it make a difference in your life.
Okay, Jesus. No one on the platform, woman of God. If you want to open it up for prayer, if anyone likes prayer tonight, you can. We don't see anyone on the platform.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
If you're here tonight, if you have a petition before the Lord and you need someone to stand in agreement with you tonight, you can come over, press *6, and I will stand in agreement with you by faith. Whatever it is, I believe, because we stand in agreement, we might not be able to touch, but if we stand in agreement, he is in the midst, and he will do that which you ask tonight. Whatever it is tonight that you're believing God for, you may now press *6 and come on over.
Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that wonderful teaching. Amen. This is Sister Packer, and I'm calling in because I'm asking for you to stand agreement with me that I'll be one of them willing vessels to be able to stand for the Lord, that he may use me in this hour. Thank you so much.
Amen. Father, we give you thanks and praise for this great woman of God tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Willingness tonight, God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I hear the Lord said to tell you, because you made a step to come forward tonight, and because of your desire to serve him on tonight, glorious Lord, and your desire of willingness to be an available vessel. I hear the Lord to tell you tonight he's going to use you in this last hour. He said there's a fresh anointing, bless his name, that he's going to pour upon you from the crown of your head unto the sole of your feet. I hear the Lord say to tell you tonight, because of your heart for the kingdom of God, he said, I'm going to open up my good treasures unto you. I'm going, oh, yes, God, I hear you on tonight. Oh, yes, God, on tonight. He said to tell you, I'm going to open up the old Sunday, yes, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you down the blessings. He said to tell you tonight, because of your obedience, which is better than sacrifice, because you made, oh God, a confession tonight. Hear you, and I'm here to meet all of your needs. And I declare tonight that the fire of God will overtake your life. I declare tonight that the presence of God will, I shall my way. Yolanda. God, fill them with the fire. Fill them with the presence of the Almighty God, that this night she will never be the same. God, that she will have a longing for you, that she will have a longing for evangelism. It is a desire to win souls. As we come in agreement on this night, God, I stand in agreement that her life, God, would be different from this night. Lord God, that you call course of path, and that you would word her mouth in the name of Jesus, that you would speak through her, God, that you would touch her ears to hear your voice, that you would open her eyes to see beyond this earthly flesh, God, in the dose. God, I thank you that the anointing and that prophetic unction upon her life, that the prophetic anointing, like the prophets of old, would rest upon her knuckles. God, we thank you for this yielded vessel on tonight. God, say, get ready, get ready. I'm about to use you in this hour. I'm about to mount you out on wings like eagle. You shall run and not get weary. You shall walk in not faint. I will give you beauty for ashes. Everything the devil meant for bad, he said, I'm going to turn it around for your good. He said, you will never, my God. He said, I'm going to do something new in your life. They will hear about your leader. They will know, oh, God, they shall know the host. He said, I've heard your cry on this night. I'm come tonight to answer your cry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to yield yourself. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He said, you're one of the ones I'm going to use and raise up because it is your desire.
Yes.
My glory is upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. He said, tell you, I told you for this time, and this is your season. You've been to hell and back, but God said,
yes.
Glory of God to rest upon you. Oh, and it was for the devil, you would not even be alive today. But God has kept you, for my glory is upon you. And your weapon formed against you shall prosper, said the Lord. That Monday, yes, God. God said, you just stand still and continue to seek my face. There was work for you to do. But this is your season of incredible hope. For my glory is upon your life, said the Lord. My glory is upon your life. You're my chosen vessel in the last hour. And yes, God, in Jesus' name. And we seal every declaration tonight. And God, hunger and a thirst for his word, a hunger and a thirst for prayer. And you're going to find yourself praying. You're going to find yourself in the presence of the Lord because he's going to saturate you. Yeah, God, in his presence like never before.
Oh, God.
This great woman, he said, greatness is in you. And I'm pulling it out of myself. Oh, glory, Shabande, yes, God. This is your time and season. Come from the back side of the desert and come to the front line. He said, you're a soldier in Miami. And I'm equipping you for the work that is ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And it's for his glory. Glory. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hey. God, it's enough. You are blessed and highly favored. God said, what the apple of his eye. Continue to pray for the woman of God. Amen. Hey, God. Thank you. Yes, sir. God, I'm strengthening your body. I'm putting strength in your body, in your bones. I'm strengthening you now for the work that is
done. Yes. Really, yes.
Healing you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes. You don't know Shamanda. Yes, God. Woo. Yes, God. Your bones, your joints. Hey.
Father, release them.
Bomb and Gilead, touch now.
Mm.
In the name of
Jesus.
In our blood, work through our bloodstream.
Yes, sir.
Related in Jesus. So the cast we curse the plan of the enemy. The blood of Jesus over you and your household, your home, your family, your ministry. And it is shattered. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
And every tongue that has risen up against you in judgment, we condemn it right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Every witch hunt against you that stops you from going forth.
Jesus.
The cancer stagnation and hindrance from around your life right now.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God.
Yeah, not about you.
Yes, oh God. For your
glory.
Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh. Oh, Jesus. The fight has been great, but God said, I got your back.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Glory. Woo! Jesus, thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gloria.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, woman of God. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you.
Thank you, Sister Shamo.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God, the power of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, God,
do a work,
God, in the life of this people, God. God. Yes, I have you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God,
thank
we
you,
give
Jesus.
You the praise.
Mm-hmm.
The glory tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
God, thank you. God.
Thank you, Lord. In number. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive the glory, Jesus. You're worthy.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Willing workers tonight, willing workers. Bring them forth, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If there are no more prayer requests, nobody else is
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, woman of God.
I just like to say I enjoyed the word. It was really good, and I would like to be a doer and not just a hearer. I heard the word and I enjoyed it and it was food to my soul, but now I'm ready to just to surrender completely and turn down my plate and get into the word the way I'm supposed to until the Lord come the way I need him to and the way he wants to in my life.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Jesus, yes. Woof. Yes, oh God.
I want all I need to do in order to make it and to be used by Christ.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Bless my soul.
Jesus, oh God. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woman of God, tonight, I hear the Lord said to tell you tonight, because of your desire for him, because of your desire to be used by him, God said to tell you tonight that he heard your cry. He said to tell you tonight because you desire, all glory to God on this night, to surrender completely, to yield yourself to him tonight. God said to tell you, I've heard your cry tonight. And he said, because you desire to be used, I am going to use you. He said, everything that is distracting you, he said, I'm sending you help right now in the name of Jesus. And as I lift you up before the Lord, I bind the prince of the power of the air. I bind spiritual wickedness in high places that has been sent against you by the way of the spirit. Every satanic mirror and oath, your name on it, that is erected by demons and doctrines of devil and witches and warlocks, we render them powerless tonight. I declare over your life tonight that you will be all God has called you to be. I declare tonight that God releases anointing and the fire of the Holy Ghost over you tonight. I declare, God, tonight that you will never be the same. God, as I make these declarations, I decree tonight, God, that those shamanda of a host, because you delight to do your will, you will give her the desires of a heart. And I hear the Lord saying, you called to evangelize the word of God. He can no longer do my will, said the Lord. Make yourself available, said God. And I'm going to raise you up in this hour in the name of Jesus. You are a chosen vessel unto me. I have chosen you in me before the foundation of the world. I have predestinated you to be my mouthpiece in this last hour. And so the enemy comes to fight you. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we declare tonight that the devil is a liar, that he loses everything that God has predestinated for your life and your family. We stand in agreement tonight, hallelujah, God, that he will take you from strength to strength and glory to glory, from one level to another, in the name of Jesus, that your desire to turn your plate down, that God will take the desire away from food, that you will have a hunger and thirst for the word of God, the hunger and thirst to seek his face, to get into his face, to get into, oh God, God, some pulling you in. I'm pulling you into me. I'm pushing you into my cache. Oh, God, help me. That's no fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, tell me to tell you tonight, because your desire is to please him. You desire to surrender completely on tonight. He said, because you want to heal, he said, just stand still and see my salvation. He said, I'm going to wake you up in the middle of the night, and you're going to find yourself on your face. Because I'm going to give you a sleepless night, because I've called you to be a prayer warrior. I've called you to intercede. I'm calling you into a higher place of praise in this last hour. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight for this great woman of God. In the name of Jesus, there's a prophetic mantle over your life. And God said, you shall speak and be my mouthpiece. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, he said, hear my voice. Listen to my voice. My sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. God has handpicked you in me. Ah, Shamanda. Oh, Shamanda. God, I
thank you, Jesus.
Who can know, Shamanda? God, I'm pouring my fire upon you. In your belly, there shall flow rivers of living water. He said, I'm going to put fire up under your feet. Fire going to be in your mouth. Hallelujah. God, I made you to be a demon chaser. I'm going to use your mouth, oh God, today. Ooh, Shamanda, there's a shift coming in your life, in the realm of the Spirit. God, I'm shifting some things right now as this declaration is going up, and some things is happening and shifting in the realm of the Spirit as this. Oh, God, I did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! This is the time of season, said the Lord. I'm calling you into the deeper place. Launch out into the deep, God.
You'll receive
more than you desire or ask for. For I hear your cry tonight, said the Lord, and I've come to you. He said, let for proof of your ministry. Let no one hinder you. Oh, God, I feel this tonight. Over this woman of God. Oh, shout. Watch over your words for you have been chosen and set aside. And the enemy knows this. That's why he fights you when it comes to the word.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
We loose you tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And every complaint concerned, everything they've been sending attacks at you. But we loose you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we release angels in your room and in your house to minister.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I will stand by your bed and touch you when it's time to pray. And God, we thank you as we seal this declaration. In the life of this yielded vessel tonight, you will never be the same. And that you will mount her up on wings like you will let you give her hind feet and set her in some high places. In Jesus' name. Amen, God.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. God said you are anointed and appointed by him for this time and this season in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Jesus.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
You're with God. He said, just let go and let me have my way. Let go and let me have my way. Let go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, sorry.
Woo, hear my voice.
Praise you, Lord.
Yes,
in this last
hour,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I see God lifting you high. I see God lifting you up, woman of God. God said there's a visitation. He's going to visit you in this hour. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to commune with you as friend with friend. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks, Lord. We have a few more callers on the platform. Go ahead, caller.
I was just wanting prayer tonight. Just for God to give me direction. I need direction. And my daughter, just praying that God heals her.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Father, tonight as we lift this woman up to you, we do give you praise and we do give you thanks tonight. For you said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by you. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father, she come yielding herself to you tonight because she needs you to lead her in the way that she should go. Father, hallelujah tonight, as we come into agreement and we come into alignment with what your word says on tonight. Order the steps of this woman of God on tonight. In the name of Jesus. but she needs a rest for her life. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on tonight that your mighty God tonight going to open doors for her in the name of Jesus that has been closed in her face. God, may she lack understanding that you would quicken her tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father, release the angels from the portal of glory to minister to this woman of God tonight, to minister her joy. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight, hallelujah, God, that you would order her steps, that you would guide her feet steps in the Nikashende, in the Nikanorobo Shamanda, in the name of Jesus. God have called you to the kingdom for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, as you come tonight seeking direction, he said, spend some time in my presence, and I will show you great and mighty things. He said, spend some time communicating with me. Spend some time in my word. He said, as you read the word, he said, I will minister to your spirit. I will open up the good treasures unto you. I will show you the way that you should go. He said, you don't need to be confused. He said, the master have need of you. He said, there's a work for you to do. I hear the word Esther. Esther was called to the kingdom for such a time as this. God said, I'll call you in this last hour, and I'm going to use you in a mighty way. He said, I'm going to give you double for all of your trouble. And I declare tonight, as I lift your daughter up before the Lord, I declare, Satan, you take your thinking, filthy, dirty hands. Oh, God, release your balm and Gilead. You are the Lord, thy God, our healer. You are wounded for her transgressions. And mighty God, you are bruised for her iniquity. The chastisement of your feet is upon this daughter. And with your strength, God, I declare now, I pull it out of a system. I cause sicknesses to die. I root you out tonight. I cast you to the ground. God, send your word to that. Like this, the hands and soldiers said, you don't need to come to my house. Just speak the word. God, be standing with the word on tonight that says no weapon against this word tonight. We cancel every arrow of affliction, every arrow of infirmity. We send you back from where you come. We declare that the Holy Ghost will engulf her right now from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and that you told the Jairus' daughter that died at 12 years old, Talitai, rise up, rise up, rise up, daughter, rise up. We declare that she rise up. We speak health. We speak strength. Go into her internal organs. Go to every vein. Go to every artery. Go to every joint, every sinew, every tissue, every fiber, every skin cell. Move, Jesus. Move, God. Move. You say the anointing that breaks and destroy. Destroy the yoke of sickness. We declare health and strength. We declare in the Nikando Shamanda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I hear God said to tell you that he's called you. He's going to use you in this hour. I hear the word prayer warrior in my ear. He's calling you into prayer. He's calling you to be a warrior in the kingdom, in his kingdom. He says, spend time with me. Saturate your mind with the word of God. Saturate yourself with prayer. And he said, the more you spend time with me, I will begin to speak to you as I spoke with Moses. Bless his name, because there's a ministry within you. There's a work for you to do. He said, let me order your steps. He said, the angels of the Lord are with you in the name of Jesus. And he's here tonight to do a work in the life of your daughter. He said, this is your time and season. Everything that stagnated you and held you back and it's holding you back, we come against it tonight. We declare victory in your life. We declare victory in your household. We declare victory in your mind. Every mind battle be canceled tonight. Satan, you are defeated. Lose her mind tonight. Lose her mind. Lose her mind. Lose her mind. Lose her mind. Her mind is the mind of Shamando.
Speak of her.
Oh, Master God, take your daughter and lay hands on your daughter. As you lay hands on your daughter, he said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I can't touch you tonight, but you stand as the medium tonight as I pray. And we rebuke this sickness. We cast it out. We cast it down. We destroy it at the root. We root it out of our body. We declare she shall rise up. She shall hear. She shall hear and not die. And she shall testify. God said, you will testify about the goodness of the Lord. Not when you're dead, but in the land of the living.
Yes.
Oh, God. You go through because there's a work on inside. God said, you go through trials and testing because I've called you. I have need of thee. Said, my glory, I'm trying to get the glory out of you.
Yes, Lord.
He said, my glory, I'm trying to get the glory out of you. And so anytime there's greatness, you are, and glory over you, you're going to go through some stuff in your family, with your children, on the job.
Yes, Lord.
And it ain't the devil. God, I'm making you, I'm melting you and mold you to be what I've called you to be. And he said, trials come to make you strong.
Mm-hmm.
And don't come to weaken you. He said, see your strength. You're not weak. He said, you are strong because you are in me. And you can do all things through Christ. God said, I'm strengthening you for the work that lies ahead. He said, just stay in my face. Ah, yes, God. And if you stay in my face, same God that ordered Moses' steps to deliver Israel. He said, I'm there for deliverance ministry on the inside of you. He said, I'm going to pull you out and pull you up and raise you up. And people are going to be amazed at what I'm about to do in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
For this time in your season, Sekando Shamanda, said the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't doubt me. Don't doubt me. Don't doubt me. Don't doubt me when I speak. Don't doubt me when I show you visions and dreams. Don't doubt me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God showed you stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't take it lightly. He said, but the more you spend time with me, the more I will order your steps. Stop hurting your head. Stop worrying and getting stressed out. Every stress, every burden, I lift it off you tonight. By the anointing that is heavy, I destroy it tonight. And I liberate your mind from the hand of Satan tonight. Satan, take your filthy hands off this family. You are defeated over 2 times. I cover you with the blood. I cover your household and your daughter's body with the blood. No weapon formed against you tonight.
No weapon.
Every weapon that was formed, we stand as a warrior to cancel it from over your household. Every weapon and warlock assigned to your household, we cancel you tonight by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. God said, they tell you, you have the victory.
Because
he gave power authority over all the powers of the enemy. They use your authority and watch me in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
We seal this declaration against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We have one more caller.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mother Borum, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Borum. I'm calling in tonight. I thank God for the word that has been coming forth. I'm once again pressing prayer for my body and my mind, and that I'll be able to finish the work that God has for me to do.
Amen. Tonight, Jesus, I speak to this mother tonight. God, you say if we declare a thing, it shall be established. I speak to your body tonight. I am speaking to your mind tonight to let your mind know that you have the mind of Jesus Christ. And so every other demonic force that is sent to contaminate your thoughts, every force that was sent to deter your mind, we cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for releasing tangible anointing over her right now. I declare that the fire of God go into her system, into her belly, into her veins, her joints, her knees, her back. Hallelujah, tonight.
Yeah.
And that God, you would do a surgery on tonight. Hallelujah, that you would give her a blood transfusion. We command your blood to line up. We gospel of God tonight. We command sugar diabetes, whatever it is tonight, to leave you in the name of Jesus. We command your body to be made whole. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she touched and reach the presence of the Lord. And as you touch out to reach the presence of the Lord, he said, I feel virtue. Release virtue tonight, Jesus. Release virtue upon your servant. Release virtue. Give us strength. He said, what you start, you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Mother, tonight I declare that God didn't bring you this far to leave you. God said, I will never leave you or pursue you until the end of the world. Man, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and agony, my God. God sent an angel to send him. Right now, we declare as we come together to stand in agreement that God sent angels right now in your house to strengthen your body, to strengthen your mind, to deliver you right now in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I declare that you are a son of God and you are going to rise with fire in your hand. Fire in your feet, fire in your mouth, fire in your belly, Hashemam, that of a Hosea, for the work is yet to be done in your life, in the Tassandol of a Hosea, and that's why the enemy is trying to afflict you, but we cancel that spirit tonight. We cancel the plot and the plan. We cancel every assignment of affliction. We declare you are released. The Bible said, he said, loose her now and let her go in the name of Jesus. The woman that was bound 18 years. My God, she reached to the presence of the Lord. And God looked at her. Jesus said, stand up. And he said, daughter, you are released from your infirmity and your sickness. Tonight we have the power over the enemy. And I declare tonight you are released from every infirmity. You are released from every affliction. The devil is a liar. For you have yet to build the kingdom of God. The work is not done. You shall not die without completing what God has assigned for you to do.
Thank you.
You are, oh God, help me tonight. You shall live, Mom. You shall live. I say live, live. God said, my soul is still wallowing in her blood. I say live.
Oh,
he speaks in the valley of dry bones, and the bones connected, and they stood up. I said, live, you shall stand strong in the Lord. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Your labor that you did so far for the kingdom will not be in vain. Receive and give me the glory. And as you praise God, he said, I will send strength. As you praise God, the angels are going to touch you. God, let the angels fan her. Fan her with the anointing. Rest upon her right now. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her feel your presence. It has nothing to do with me. You touch her now, God. You deliver now, God. You set her free now. You are in control. Let your will be all God done in her family life. God, continue to pray them. Continue to pray. Warrior, pray, God, say, pray like you've never before done it before. For my hand is upon your life. And you have yet to do work for my kingdom. You will not die, but live. And the enemy is upset with you because who you are in the kingdom of God. There is no weapon that formed against you. It cannot and it will not prosper, said the
Lord.
My hand is upon your life. And I've shown you who predestinated you. Woo, glory to God. My chosen vessel tonight, the Lord said, you are peculiar. You are the temple of his eyes.
My
He said, keep up the good work. The master have need of you. The kingdom have need of you. Ooh, God, we cancel the spirit of death from over your life. You dead, we cancel it. We cancel every arrow of affliction and infirmity. We send it back to the sender. We send you back to the master. Strengthen our limbs right now. Strengthen our limbs. Strengthen our joints. Strengthen our mind. Strengthen the might on the inner man. Strengthen our spirit man. Strengthen our soul tonight, God. God said, he said, you are a giant in the arms, and the enemy is afraid of you. So he tried to attack you, to weaken you, but you shall not be weakened. You will be like Nehemiah. He said, build the walls. Nehemiah, stay on the wall. Don't come off. Come down. Jesus, the blood of Jesus over you. The blood of Jesus against every assignment. The blood of Jesus against every attack. The blood of Jesus against over your mind. The blood of Jesus in your home. The blood of Jesus, oh my God, over your bed. The blood of Jesus around you now. Never lose it. Yes, God. The angels of the Lord, God say they are with you. To keep you unless you dash your foot against a stone. They are there to bear you up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you
for the victory. God said you have the victory. You said, he said, just declare my word in the atmosphere. Stand still and watch me.
Yes,
I have done it before and I'll do it again, says the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I have done it. What you declare, God said, I will bring it to pass. Because you are favored with God. And
thank you, Jesus.
This is your time and season to receive from God. You have endured the good test. When it was rocky, you stick with God. When you feel like you wasn't going to make it, you still stick with God. And God said, I'm going to reward you for your faithfulness. It's your time and your season. I'm going to cause men, you are a giver, you are a sower. He said, I'm going to cause men to find your address and give it back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, said the Lord. You have a pure heart. God said, your heart is pure before him. And he said, because you're the light of the Israel, he will give you the desires of your heart. And you shall not lack and be in want. Glory to God. He will supply your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, God. You are healed. I declare that you are healed. I declare that you are healed. I declare that you are delivered. We curse it at you. Hey, God, we root it out of your body. We root you out. We root you out. You demon, root you out.
Thank you.
Her body is a temple, and she's made whole by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Mighty name, we seal it tonight against every battle, retaliating spirit. We cancel it tonight. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Everyone is affected. I release healing. God is releasing healing to just tap into it. Bring it, pull it in.
Oh my God, I have
Let God touch you. In the speaker is in
the
word. It's in the word. It's in the word.
Yes,
using his word tonight to bring healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank
Participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Take away out of the
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for your love. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We love you tonight, Lord. We praise you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, Jesus.
Now, as we tarry in your presence, Lord Jesus, Have you worshiped
Lord.
Woman of God, you're going to sing. I just glorify you.
Hallelujah.
We come to you tonight, God.
Yes, God.
To give you praise for what you're doing now.
Yes, God.
You don't know who shit it is.
Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior.
Oh God.
Wonderful Savior.
Oh God.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you can't bless us now, dear Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we come to thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to
Lord,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to
yes,
God.
My soul, yes. My
yes.
Soul, my
yes.
Soul, my soul, my soul, say yes.
Yes, Lord.
My soul,
yes,
my spirit,
Lord.
Say yes. My mind, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your will and to your
will. Glory mm-hmm. to God. Hallelujah.
Trust you.
Yes.
Like never before. Oh, did they cast out?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, up tonight.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Oh, Shani.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Did you think you should
have? Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight for all
Amen.
That he's done. Truly, he's Amen. Done a great work among us. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Glory to God for the great things that he's done. We praise him for the things that shall yet be manifested in our
yes.
lives by this word.
Yes.
We glorify him. Amen, Jesus, for what he's done in your life. Glory to God. And we thank God for the testimony that shall come
yes.
forth even of this
yes.
day. Glory to
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Bond if she will come and pray. Glory to God for our speaker tonight. Glory to God. Glory
yeah,
to God. Evangelist, the lines are already open.
Amen. And I for sure come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt tonight. Thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Thank you, Lord, for your vessel tonight that you have used. Father, we ask you tonight, Father, that you would pour back in her tonight all that she has given out to your oh God, Lord, to bless her. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless her going out and her coming in, oh God, in the name of
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, bless. Father, we
yes,
thank you,
God.
Father. Thank you for the strength. Hallelujah, oh God, that you've given her. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for yet, praise God, Lord, the refreshing. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. Father, we give you the glory tonight. Hallelujah, Father, that you get the glory out of us. And we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory. We bless the Lord. Again, we thank God for each of you that have been hanging out with us on tonight. Glory to God. We realize that this has been an exceptional night. Amen. Jesus.
either by the divine will of God. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight, and to our listeners, we just want to let you know where you can get a copy of the broadcast. Tonight, you can certainly text. We'll give you a couple of numbers. Glory to God. We'll give you a couple of numbers whereby you can text us and get a copy of tonight's broadcast. The first one is 229-529-0914. The second number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our listeners that are on Facebook, don't forget that you can listen to the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. If you want to extend the version to the end of the broadcast, you will certainly need to text one of those numbers to our international listeners. The number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234 for our international listeners. And if you would, again, like to have the extended version of tonight's broadcast. Also, don't forget, you can go on our prayer group page, which is the New Re-Op Prayer Group 52. Also, you can go out, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly just Google Prayer News Network, and you'll be able to plug into us there and to get your copy. And also, if you prefer podcast, you can there find our podcast version. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. We praise him. Again, this has been an exceptional night. Truly, the Lord has moved on this night, and we bless him. We thank him for his anointing. We thank him for his precious Holy Ghost. We thank him for the move in the earth, glory to God, on tonight. So at this time, we're going to turn it back over to our speaker for final remarks and for the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, evangelist, for the prayer. God bless you. We thank you. And we turn it back over to our speaker tonight, Prophetess Duncombe. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Close, I just want to encourage you with these last words that God has spoken. He said, this is the time as we get closer to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory. Our prayers will not be hindered. And then he gave me Ezekiel chapter 12, and I want to read it for you and that you would keep this in your hearing. This is what God said to me. Tell them, therefore, thus said the Lord, I will make this proverb to cease. And they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, I'm saying to you tonight by the way of his word and the Spirit of God, the days are at hand and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, I will perform it. So God is saying tonight that he's doing a quick work. He's no longer going to prolong or delay the things that he has spoken and that we have been hearing on PNN and the prophetic utterance that are coming forth. He said he's no longer going to put it off. But once we apply and we are a doer of the word of God, we will see the fulfillment of his word take place in our lives. Once we yield ourselves as vessels unto the Lord, we will see major changes, and we see open doors, and we see God moving on our behalf. When he said, I'm doing it quick. So expect a quick work. Expect quick healing. Expect quick deliverance. Anytime you come before God, expect him to move like right then. He moves upon your expectation and your expectancy. That's how he moves. And so tonight, God, as we leave this line, but not from your presence. We present this line to you in every nation, every individual, every home. We cover with the blood of Jesus tonight. We cover PNN with the blood of Jesus. We cover Evangelist Bradley, and if ever the devil meant, oh, glory to God tonight for bad, We turn it around right now. Father, we thank you, God, for covering us through the night watch from every attack, from every backlash, every spirit of retaliation, every witch, every warlock, high priest, and priestess that operate in the middle of the night. We cancel their plan tonight. We shall have free sleep tonight. We shall lay down and rest tonight. We declare, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And those of us that are looking for direction, by your word, we will be directed now, God, as we leave this line, but not from your presence. Be with us tonight. Go before us. Release angels to stand by our bedside, to stand by our doors and in our yard and protect us until we meet again. Be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a night again. People of God, what a night. Glory to God. Let us go in the blessings and the anointing of the Lord. We invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Don't forget to invite someone to come and be with you. Glory to God. Let us come and see and hear what the Lord has to say unto us, his people. Glory to God. Go with joyfulness, and we will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.